That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast, and I'm wishing you a very happy Friday.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Today is such a special day for so many reasons. First and foremost, the Bruno in the room, Bruseldorf Sweets, is here.
He dressed for the part.
He got all dressed up. He was like, "Mom, I know I'm coming to work with you today, and I just like want to look my best." And so we picked out his outfit.
Can you showcase his outfit?
He chose to go with a suit and tie. He just is a professional guy.
That's what I love most about Brew. It's like he really kind of respects the toast. And, you know, you can always tell when someone comes to the studio, whether they're a visitor or a guest, and when they kind of like dress down, they think like low of us.
Yeah.
And Bruce only thinks the highest of his mom and auntie.
It's so true. He's so happy to be here. Let me get my big knee out of the way. Say hi, Brew.
He's being so cute. It's so nice to have him here.
Like, it's a treat for me to be able to bring him. Really special for me. Obviously, I'm a little stressed. We miss Theo so much. We really, really do.
But he took a back seat, and that's okay because Pups is working from home today. So Pups and Pups are all together.
Yeah, we just swapped one out for another. So if you're watching with your furry friend at home, like, let them know.
Things have changed.
We have a stunt double today.
No, literally, man, he looks so fucking cute. If you're listening as a podcast, highly suggest just moving over to YouTube really quickly because Bruce's face is so cute and he's wearing a little doggy tie and it might be the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's really so cute. We'll get one for Theo. And hopefully one day they'll both be able to coexist together on the show. But right now, like, Brew would just go crazy.
Well, while Brew licks himself, I'm excited for today's show. We've got a great show.
We do. Also, it is Good Friday, which I have learned is actually not like a good holiday. It's quite somber.
It's the day Christ died for their sins.
Right. So I wish you all a good but somber Friday.
Yeah. And then a celebratory Easter.
Yes, where he has risen.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Where he will have risen.
Right. Got it. Okay. Well, happy holidays to everyone.
So many holidays going on right now.
I know. You know, there's always like a crossover between Passover and Easter. And it's nice. Like, we all get a few days off.
Or none at all, which is how this year is going.
Right. Like, but I guess Good Friday and Palm Sunday, like, always land on the weekend.
Yeah.
That stinks, though, because you don't get off work.
And that's where we were at this year, two Seders on the weekend.
That's true.
Last weekend was so jam-packed. This weekend, I just have, you know, a long stretch in front of me. And I've really been taking the time to acknowledge the space that I'm in, where it's like 2 days alarm-free living. Like, how am I going to make the most of that time?
Right. No, that's a really important kind of perspective to take. I do feel as though I should remind you that tomorrow is Ben's birthday, so I don't know if there's, you don't really have to do anything.
I know, but like, you haven't put me on the hook for anything.
No, because it's the holiday, so like, Ben doesn't really want to do anything,
right?
But
so again, like,
no, I just want to let you know, like, you have alarm free living, but you do have a text message to send at midnight.
That I can do. Oh, at midnight? I've actually been staying up so late, like, I'm so crazy.
Night owl.
So I think I can send that text.
Okay, well, and this is also just like everyone's reminder, maybe, you know, send Ben a message.
Do something nice for him.
Yeah, donate to the anti-Bill de Blasio fund. That's all you can do for Ben on his birthday. In lieu of gifts this year, he just wants you to make a donation to the anti-Bill de Blasio fund.
What will you be doing for Ben's birthday?
I don't know. I literally have nothing planned.
Do you get him a gift?
Yeah,
your love and support.
No, I got him a gift. It's not here yet, but I got it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I won't like press you. Thank clearly, you. Like, this is a sore subject.
Yeah. No, I just know there's like a bunch of snitchy ass toasters who every time I talk about Ben, they like run to his DMs and Ben's like, "What'd you say about me on the toast today?" Because God forbid he listens.
God forbid he listens. It's the same thing with snitch and Knowles.
So I'm just not really going to talk about my personal life because of the snitchy ass toasters.
Stop. Speaking of sore subjects that I don't think need to be sore for you. No.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
You got a haircut.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a haircut. Sorry, I thought you were talking about something else.
What?
I got a haircut.
And what could possibly elicit that
reaction? I'll tell you later. Because okay. I don't want to bring it up, you know? yes, I got a haircut, a quick chop, a little shorter than I was planning on going, but I think it's just a fresh chop for the summer.
I love it.
Thank you so much. And it definitely feels lighter and healthier. And it's so important to cut your hair twice a year, you know?
Yeah, at least. I'm learning that recently. The more you cut it, the longer it gets. Like, yeah. Look at my hair.
So this is a reminder. We're heading into April. Well, we are in April. Like, summer's really around the corner. And if you want, like, that fresh chop, I like to get my hair cut a little early. Because, like, usually a month after my haircut, I find, like, the perfect length for myself. And so in a month, it's really going to be summer already. And then I will have my perfect summer length. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but book your hair appointment. Summer's around the corner and you need that fresh summer chop.
You do. You really do.
Yeah.
We have a great show for you today. Kardashians was on last night. I watched. Bruno watched too, so he'll be a part of the recap. And other than that, the McPlant is doing its thing behind you. I think I'm going to go grab him if you want to grace us with a song.
Sure. No, no worries. Take your time. It's okay. I mean, I did sing on my Instagram story, When We Were Young by Adele yesterday, but I won't torture you guys because as many messages as I got from people who were like, damn, you're such a good singer, I also got a lot of messages from people being like, for the love of God, please stop singing. So Jackie's back and I can turn it over to her.
Oh, that was so not graceful.
I know.
Sorry, podcasters. I just like sat on my mic.
McPlant is turning out to be like a little bit of a torture thing with the dogs.
A torture? He's a torturer. And it's like we're fighting for competition with McPlant.
I know. It's like I love McPlant more than anything. And Bloomscape is one of my favorite sponsors. But it is becoming a burden.
It's the plant or the dogs. Like,
yeah. And I think we're going to have to choose
our sweet loves.
The plant. No, I'm kidding.
Hi, sweet Bruce. So just like while Bruce is here, I just want to give like a little Bruzel
update.
Should
we do like a little Q&A with Brew?
Oh my God, he would love that. A Brew and A. Do you have Qs in Bruce?
Sure. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
Darn good.
Bruce, how was life in New York City? Do you feel like you miss life on the farm or you feel like you won the jackpot in terms of parents?
I won the jackpot in terms of parents, but I do wish they would move.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And how is it, Jacob Tremblay, being out of your room for the first time?
Well, you know, recently I've gotten a very busy schedule. Being a quarantine baby, you know, at first I never left the house. But now as things start to open up, my schedule is just wide open. Yesterday I had exercise and then I went to the spa. It was so fabulous.
And Brew, tell me about some of your cousins. I hear one of them has a really, really, really famous mom.
Oh, yeah. And he definitely, like, holds it over the rest of us.
Good boy. Because
whenever me and Knowles, that's my girlfriend, Knowles, mm-hmm. whenever we're with Theo, we just want to hang out with him and all be kids. But he's like, I'm famous. I'm on a show every morning.
Yeah.
And we're like, we love you for who you are, not for what you do, Theo.
But
and
that's why he's not interested. He only is interested in friends who love him for what he does.
But they just want to be, like, you know, close for real reasons.
Brew, how long have you and your girlfriend been together and how far have you gone? Have you gone to second base yet?
Well, we made it official over the holidays and we're...
A holiday romance.
We're taking things slow.
Okay. Is she spayed?
I don't kiss and tell.
Ooh. Well, thank you, Brew, for being here. You're free to go.
No, you're never free to go, my sweet, sweet Brew.
So I think maybe we should just dive right in.
Without further ado.
Yeah.
Okay, if you say so. What do you think?
That's a yes.
Without further ado, it's time for the Fast Five stories that you need to know and Brew needs to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
I don't know why you don't say without further ado.
Without further ado.
Today's episode is brought to you by our Patreon channel, you guys. If you're not sure what our Patreon channel is, it is our premium subscription service. So the Morning Toast is here 5 days a week, completely free forever. But if you're looking for more content from Jackie, I, the Steens, the dogs, all the family members we choose to exploit, then head over to patreon.com/amorningtoast. For $7.99 per month, you can become a premium member and get 5 extra episodes, vlog episodes, podcast episodes from Jackie and I, more in depth, more behind the scenes, and you also get access to the last remaining Facebook group on planet Earth, The Toast After Dark, which is like the only safe space on the internet, and it has become one of my favorite things ever. So $7.99 gets you access to the Facebook group and 5 extra episodes a month from us. It's a great way to support the show and get more premium content. So that's patreon.com/themorningtoast.
Love it. Okay, first story, we survived April Fool's, and I want to talk about some of the best celeb and brand pranks, and then any of the worst if you came across any.
Yeah, I did.
The best prank for me is our first story. Michael Strahan reveals his teeth gap is here to stay in April Fool's Day prank.
This was really brilliant.
This got me. A few days ago, we saw a video that he posted. He got his gap
Filled. You got veneers.
Yeah. And no, said goodbye to the Gap. And then yesterday he revealed that it was an April Fool's Day prank and that like he would never.
But he was smart because he did the video about the Gap closed on March 31st. Like people weren't in the April Fool's headspace yet.
I was not in the April Fool's headspace at all. And I think when he posted it, like people, you know, felt a lot of different ways about it. And some people were feeling RDH. Like they love that Gap.
Yeah. No, I think for the most part, people were like, no, like. And even like when I was thinking, I'm like, it's so cool to like become so successful with not that like with a unique, I don't know what the right word is, like with an imperfection, if you will. And like it's become his signature thing and he became so successful with it. So like I understand someone wanting to like fix an imperfection, like with the hopes of becoming successful. But like to reach the top of your game, like with like being known for your signature
look
and then change it. I'm like, to each their own, of course. And I support anyone who wants to make any sort of cosmetic decision, but I was just like, oh no.
Yeah, I think a lot of people felt that way, and then he let them know that it was just a prank.
Which I loved. I thought it was brilliant.
I thought it was brilliant. It was my personal favorite prank of the day, just because it really got me. But then my other favorite prank of the day, which wasn't a prank on me, we just got to watch the video, was Caitlin Bristow pulled the most amazing prank on her businessman beau, Jason Tardik.
I agree.
You guys have to head to her Instagram video to watch it. But basically, she planned it perfectly. She sent him a nude the night before. And she texted 30 of his friends from like all different parts of his life.
Like home, bachelor, work, exactly, football.
Mutual friends. And they all texted him around the same time, like, Jason, did you mean to post that?
And literally the best one was Jillian Harris. She's like, hey, Jason, it's Jillian Harris. I didn't have your number, but I found it in some group text. I just wanted to, like, reach out and double check, like, you meant to post that on your Instagram.
Yeah.
So which is the most painful text message you can ever receive.
100%. So he's, like, FaceTiming with her. He's getting these texts. He's like, hold on, gotta go. And she, like, hangs up and is laughing. And then he's like, people are saying I posted something on my Instagram story. And like, then she goes to him and she's like, oh my God, Jason. And he's like, what?
And she had sent him the day before like a sexy photo. And
so of course his mind was like that he accidentally posted that. And he literally.
When he's screaming, what? Oh, sorry, Bruce. I didn't mean to scare you.
That's what it sounded like. Come here, Bruce.
Oh my, by the way, also, if you listen to our Patreon episode from last month, the final episode, we talked like for 20 minutes about Bruce's really special bark. And you guys just got to hear it.
A little bit of it. But it's become a little more mature.
Manly.
Manly, yeah. But I love that old bark. Oh, row, 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 row.
Well, back to Caitlin. Row, 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 row. It was sickening.
It was sickening. Go watch it for yourself. I've watched it so many times. I was cackling.
And then Jason put up a video like explaining like what was going on in his mind.
He shows all the texts that people sent and the texts are like, it was so well done, so well executed.
Kudos to the Tardik Bristow family.
100%. What were some of your other favorites?
Favorites? I loved Caitlin's. I loved Michael Strahan's. And I thought Tiffany's did like a really cute job. They basically unveiled their new, they're known for their kind of blue, green, teal signature color. They own the color. It's the color of all their boxes, the color of all their stores.
Tiffany blue.
It's Tiffany blue. They own the color. And they redesigned like their whole box to like this new Pantone yellow and said like this was the new yellow of the brand. And it was like for a second I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I'm like, oh, it's April Fool's. And I actually thought it was like a harmless, fun prank.
Yes.
On the other side, we did have a...
Where are the harmful ones?
We spoke yesterday, like, kind of just, like, praying no celebrities or influencers were going to do, like, a fake pregnancy because mm-hmm. it's just not funny. And unfortunately, I believe Tori Spelling
fell prey.
And she didn't come out and say that she was kidding yet, but she was doing M Sculpt on her belly, like, 2 days ago, which you cannot do if you're pregnant. Let me actually just check her Instagram to, like, double check. And the caption was just number 6, and people were, like, really upset in the comments, like, if she was making this into a...
April Fool's. It's definitely April Fool's.
It's still up. I think 6,000 comments. No word from her.
Well, it's still early in LA. Maybe she's sleeping, and it's, like, she hasn't been awake on April 2nd yet.
But if you play a prank, do you reveal it on... the second or like the evening of the first?
Oh, I think I would reveal it on the second. Okay. But that's why I like Michael Strahan's. He did it before and then revealed on the first and like caught us off guard.
Yeah.
But what if this becomes like one of those things where April Fool's just moves up and up every single year, you know? It's like, oh, they expect on March 31st, March 30th.
Right. That's the thing that's frustrating. And like, unfortunately for Michael Strahan, it worked in his benefit. So like, I think a lot of people will like take inspiration from that. But all pranks should be reserved for just the first, and you can't have spillover from the, you know, the 31st or the 30th. It's not fair.
Yes, it's in general, but I'll let this one slide.
Yeah, there are also just like harmless pranks, like the Tiffany ones, like the Michael Strahan ones, And then there are ones that like have larger cultural implications, like the Tori Spelling one. And it's just, I think we're beyond that. And I get like annoyed with pranks, but some like the Michael Strahan one, the Caitlin Bristow one, like those are harmless.
No, they
are. So I thought they were really funny and in good fun.
No, it has to be 100% like A plus perfection immaculate, or I don't want it.
I know, but just like after this year, like I'm just like in no place to joke. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Something about this year has just like totally done like an April Fool's reset for me. Yeah. And I felt like I was as open to the day as I've ever been.
No, I actually think for the first time I was as closed as I've ever been to the whole prank community.
I feel like before COVID, we had just built up such a high tolerance for these things. And like brands were like always doing the most. And like we had a reset. And now it's like some good jokes. Okay.
No.
Okay. Well.
Well, it's over.
It's over. We have 364 days. Acknowledge the space we're in. We're as far away from April Fool's as we'll ever be.
And we're pretty
acknowledge
far away.
Acknowledge that.
We're also pretty far away from Yom Kippur, so we should acknowledge that as well.
And we're soon to be far away from Pesach.
Oh, that's true. That's a good feeling.
Yeah.
By the way, by the next time you see us after this today's show, like, we will be able to eat bread, so, like, just know my face will be, like, way puffier. I've been so good. Like, last night I really thought about, like, just cheating and having some rice, which in certain parts of the Jewish community are considered kinyot and are allowed. Like, certain more Sephardic communities are allowed to have corn and rice, but we're Ashkenaz, like we have to go all the way ham. And usually, sometimes I do let myself have rice and pretend that I'm Sephardic, like, but I'm not. And I was planning on having rice last night, but instead I just had like a lot of alcohol, and it really helped.
Also works.
Yeah, it worked.
Nice. Well, yeah, we're so close. It really hasn't been like that difficult. I don't know. I just feel like I haven't been able to be creative and I'm just eating so much matzah.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's really hard to be creative with like your food choices when you're limited. Like you can't have pasta, you can't have flour. Like you don't realize how like bread, even in its non-traditional form, is literally a part of every fucking like culinary
experience. I agree. And for Brew, it's been really difficult. Yeah. Like, and he's been having a lot of matzah. He will like sprinkle some kibble on his matzah and it's like a nice treat for him.
That's fucking sick.
Yucking his yums.
Yes, yes.
That's fucking sick.
Yucking. You're going to bind him up like that, giving him matzah?
Don't worry.
For those who listened earlier.
He has no issues.
For those who listened earlier in the week, the word I was looking for was binding when it comes to matzah. Really kind of binds up your insides, makes it very hard to go number two.
But it was really confusing because you described the feeling as feeling bound. Bound. So we thought you like knew the word.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Okay, ready for our next story?
Yeah.
It's a little music news.
A little moose?
Muse. Olivia Rodrigo releases her new song, Deja Vu. It's the first song since her debut hit, Driver's License. So, Deja Vu, her next song is out. She also announced that she has an album coming soon. Driver's License, as you all know, we have chronicled the meteoric success of the song, and it has just taken the world by storm.
She hasn't released the album title yet, but those on TikTok have discovered that its name is Sour.
Well, I would say that about sums it up.
Yeah.
That sums up this song.
I listened to the song this morning, Deja Vu. I hadn't listened to it yet. And at first I was like not feeling it. I thought the lyrics were like everything of the sort, like very Taylor Swift kind of, we love, you know, very Kacey Musgraves, like telling a story. But like the beat wasn't working for me. But then as the song kind of escalates, like the bridge, it definitely got a lot better and I need to listen to it a few times. But it wasn't an instant hit for me. But I do think I will grow to love it.
That's so interesting. I had the opposite experience. I didn't mind the bop itself. And I thought that the lyrics were an interesting choice considering they're very much like about Sabrina and Joshua. Once again, we're going harder. Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't agree because there was a lyric that was like, and her name sounds just like mine. Olivia Sabrina.
Yeah, and they're both actresses and like I think it's still about Sabrina. It's like the strawberry ice cream and the, you know,
was there strawberry ice cream motifs in some of her other music?
No, but like she's talking about the things that they used to do and like it's right. Only been so much time, like, and he's still with Sabrina, so now she's just like saying, do you have deja vu when
is
you do
he still
this?
With Sabrina, like there's no,
yeah, they were promoting each other's stuff, they've been promoting.
Wow, this better be like the
Sabrina's
greatest love.
A bigger woman than I am because
I would leave that little shrimp in 2 fucking seconds. But, okay. All the trouble he's caused her.
Okay, so I want to just continue just my train of thought.
Yeah, sorry.
Because the song is like very much going ham, like still about Sabrina and Joshua. And like I felt like when Sabrina put out her song, which by the way, I'm obsessed with the song Skin, like just as much as Driver's License personally, just saying.
No, that's but like she, a very unique to you
it's
kind
a
of
very,
thing.
Yeah, right. But she got a lot of like flack for it being like, you know, sort of like taunting. Like,
yes.
I'm going so hard, like he's all over my skin.
Yeah.
And I feel like Olivia is doing that exact same thing right back to her. And it's like, for all the criticism that Sabrina got, Olivia chose that same motif of being like,
Yeah, but that is in a way what she's doing.
He did it with me first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I just like, I can't get into it. Like, I just can't get into it. Like, these are literal teenagers. You know what I mean? Like, I have just chosen the Olivia Rodrigo side, and I don't really feel like I have an explanation for why or how, or whether, like, I can't justify it. I just, like, I choose her always. I choose Olivia.
I mean, the world has chosen her.
I know. It's, like, sad for the others. What's his name? Joshua Bassett. I was going to call him David. Joshua Bassett put up a TikTok yesterday, 12 hours ago, which is... Interesting timing. It's when the song came out.
Except that I saw on like Snitch's Instagram Deja Vu like the other day.
It came out Thursday.
Okay, but she like was posting from Spotify. I just want to say.
Who?
Snitch.
Yesterday.
Oh, it came out yesterday.
Okay. Thursday. Yeah, it was weird for a song not to come out on a Friday.
Okay, thank you.
But Joshua Bassett made a TikTok. It was just like a selfie video. And he was like, you know what I just found out? This is crazy. The world actually like doesn't revolve around you. Crazy, right? And so of course now we're all reading into it. Like, who is the you? Olivia? Yeah. Like, not, I guess he's trying to say, like, not everything's about you. But I don't know. Olivia's entitled to, like, feel her own feelings. She's, like, a young girl experiencing a heartbreak. Like, and she's just, like, expressing that through her art. I don't think it's that crazy. But no, it just sucks that the narrative the world has taken on, like, villainizes Joshua and Sabrina.
To the nth degree. Because, like, I'm a Sabrina supporter in addition to Olivia. And, like, I don't think there's so many of us, but even I, a Sabrina supporter, like, still have no space for Joshua.
No, that's the thing. Like, of all the people in this kind of saga, like, the person I really feel bad for is Sabrina Carpenter. The person I absolutely adore is Olivia Rodrigo. The person who's, like, I'm so indifferent, like, I could, like never see him again, Joshua Bassett.
Yeah.
Not only that, like, I kind of don't like him. Yeah. I know he's a child, so, like, I shouldn't say that, but.
Well.
He's over 18.
He is over 18. And I think that's actually a great segue into our next story.
Okay. James Charles?
No.
Oh.
Bad baby.
Oh, do you have James Charles' story?
No.
You want to just give you a brief rundown? Sure. I know you don't really care about like YouTube drama.
Well, it's not that I don't care. It's just like every time we'll like literally sit down and like talk about it. And then the next day everything changes. Turns out everything wasn't true. And it's like, I can't keep.
No, I know.
I can't keep going back and forth.
Yeah. I 100% agree with you. Like that's why. And this is so random, but, like, over the summer, there was, like, all this drama with F Factor. And, like, I never really got into it because, like, it was too layered. It really was. And now it's, like, everything that, like, came out about it was, like, false. So, like, I'm so glad I did. You see?
No, I haven't seen the latest.
No. So, like, Olivia was catching me up on it. And, like, I was trying to, like, read some
Instagram. Rodrigo or Ashray?
Ashray. Because she's, like, keeping up on it. Right. I just, like, I'm so glad I didn't get invested in this whole story because it turns out, like, half the claims were, like, completely untrue. And, like, there's, like... I don't even know. I can't speak on it, but like that's the type of thing where it's like such a layered, complicated.
Right. You have story. To watch like literally 200 Instagram highlights.
And I'm just not doing that.
Okay, but question.
But this James Charles thing is not as layered.
Okay, but last I had heard about the F Factor stuff, like Tanya was suing the person who like exposed everything.
Right.
How's that going?
Still going, and I think don't quote me on this because I'm not. There are people who could literally do a 3-hour podcast on it. I'm not one of those people. I'm just like trying to.
Stay abreast.
Catch up.
You're trying to stay abreast. It's what we're all trying to do.
But there's so much.
Okay.
I mean, as far as I have heard, and again, not 100% sure, is that Tanya is like winning in the legal space.
Okay.
Because so many of the claims that were made about F Factor were unfounded and like coming from fake accounts and people who might have had like a bad reaction to her products don't want to speak out legally. Like they just are regular people. They just like want to live their lives.
They just like sent a DM.
Yeah. They don't want to like... become
a witness.
Yeah, right. It's like so complicated. So now like the tides are turning for F Factor. Like maybe like people are saying like, and again, I'm not sure if any of this is true, but this is just what the people are saying. And she didn't put like a disclaimer because there's like a whole legal thing. I'm not trying to get involved. People are saying that like it was like this coordinated takedown and not like a genuine
response
to the products, but then people are also standing by the claims. Like, I don't know what's true. I don't know what's not. That's why it's too complicated for me to even get involved in. But,
well, it's interesting that it's at the court level now because the courts should be the ones to figure.
I will leave it in the court's hands.
Yeah, interesting.
But to the James Charles things, he released a video yesterday on April Fool's where he actually had to address like this is not a joke, but like I just didn't want to wait any longer to address some of the claims being made about me. And it was called "Holding Myself Accountable." And I follow on TikTok, there's been like two minors in the past like year who have come forward and said that like James Charles has been like inappropriately flirting with them on Snapchat and Instagram DMs. And so James basically made a video, I watched most of it, saying that he asked both of them how old they were. They both said they were 18 and he found out later on that they were younger than 18. And therefore it was like really inappropriate way to conduct yourself. Like, it was, like, actually, like, a really weird video because he was, like, I was just, like, thinking to myself, like, why do I find myself in these situations? And he's, like, I had to come to the embarrassing conclusion that I am desperate. And I'm, like, that's, like, okay, maybe that's, like, a valid point, but, like, what does that have to do with literally anything we're talking about here? So it was just a really bizarre video. And also, like, he had also responded to the minors, like, on Snapchat. Like, it's just, like, so messy. So I was just wondering if that's what you were talking about. So no. In case you're interested in the YouTuber drama, I will keep you abreast.
Thank you for keeping us abreast. I'm so not abreast.
No, you're not at all.
And I don't feel like more abreast now.
It's not like a juicy, like the whole Tati thing, like that was a juicy scandal worth staying invested in, staying abreast on. This is like,
yeah, I would have, I assume like if it was something that I needed to really be like double breasted, you would send it to me.
Yeah.
Okay. But speaking of what the 18-year-olds are up to, Bad Baby claims she banked $1 million on OnlyFans in just 6 hours, setting a new record.
So I think you mean Bad Baby.
Bad Bobby just turned 18 and took her adulthood to OnlyFans, where she set a record for $1 million in 6 hours. TMZ had reached out to OnlyFans to confirm if this was real or a prank, and they said it is real, not an April Fool's joke. Oh, that's
so funny that you have to, like, confirm everything. I didn't even think of that, because she posted, like, a screenshot of her OnlyFans app, so it looked super legit. I didn't think it was fake at all.
Yeah, no, but, like, I guess anything could be faked, and I don't think people thought it was fake, but they just, like, let everyone know. The subscription price for her channel is $23.99 per month. And you guys might recall that Bella Thorne previously set the OnlyFans record last year by earning $1 million in 24 hours. So this was in 6 hours.
Oh, I thought Bella Thorne had done 2 million. So Bad Baby, Bahad Bahabi, Broly now is officially the record holder?
Record holder.
Wow, I wonder who'll break it next. Maybe it'll be us. Titty pick. Happy for her. Know that I am. She is really, I have to say, she's not my cup of tea, but she's really
a star.
She has taken herself quite far from that Cash Me Outside, How About That? Like, I don't know if you know, like, there's a really popular song and it's like viral on TikTok, and I had no idea that it was her singing. Funny Gucci flips up, Vincent Waterman on my socks. I don't know the words because I can't understand anything she says, but it's like a banger. Like, she's like a serious, people like take her seriously as a rapper, somewhat seriously.
Okay. Yeah. No. And like, credit where it's due.
Like, I agree.
Plenty of people go viral on talk shows. You know, they have their moment, and she has turned it into a career. And so
it was dark for a minute when she was like literally getting into fights with like Lil Vicky on the street. And like, it was just like dark.
I'm just unfamiliar.
By the way, Lil Vicky, I don't know if they call her that anymore, but maybe it's just Vicky. She
got big.
She's everything.
Medium-sized Vicky.
Jackie, she's everything. Like, she was a Danielle Bregoli, like a bad teen, you know? But she's hilarious, and I, like, live for her, and I listened to her on a podcast, and she was being so funny. You really shouldn't judge people. I'm dead serious. Like, I had many thoughts about her when I saw her getting into fights with Danielle Bregoli on the street, and I think I was fair in my judgment. I'm not going to lie. But I kind of held on to those judgments for a while until I saw her on this podcast. She was so funny and so fresh, and I really enjoyed it. So don't judge people.
Okay. I mean, I don't know who, like, I've never.
Have you seen the TikTok trend? It was like, 1, 2, alone, 12, tarding, no. Owning. No. She, like, counts because she talks very strangely. She counts, and it literally does not sound like English, and it was so funny. It went viral.
Wow. Okay. So that's what the kids are up to.
Yeah. The kids have gone wild. Happy for Bad Baby. Like, she's really raking in money, like, left, right, and center. I feel like I'm always hearing things about, like, her financials. She also became friends with Billie Eilish, which is no easy feat.
No. And she said, from now on, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want, because now she is an adult. And it's like, because she got famous for being like
a kid,
a bad teen,
a bad baby,
a bad minor,
a bad baby. Literally.
No, it makes sense. Now,
yeah, she had like a lot of messy things with like her mom.
Well, and that's why she was on Dr. Phil.
Yeah, right. Oh, duh.
She literally got famous for being.
She's
like,
also coming for Dr. Phil now. Do you see?
What is she saying?
So the facility that she was like sent to kind of like rehabilitate herself from Dr. Phil, which is a place that Dr. Phil like sends a lot of his clients, is like being investigated, and she's like trying to hold Dr. Phil accountable. It's giving me very much like Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Vibes of that type of facility, like, for girls.
Interesting.
Yeah, I haven't heard Dr. Phil's retort, though.
Wow. Well, that actually leads into our next story.
Does it?
Yeah, because Morgan Stewart is clapping back at critics to defend her post-baby body.
So, which is so sickening. Which like, is, I will take that for a pre-baby body, okay?
100%. Morgan Stewart posted the most sickening photo of her 6 weeks postpartum. And I guess that people are upset with her for setting like an unrealistic standard. So one Twitter user commented, defending both sides, I think Morgan was feeling good and was proud of herself. On the flip side, too many celebrity moms portray this unrealistic view of motherhood when the majority of mothers don't have the time, money to hire someone or have tweaks done or energy to do this. And so she wrote back, to be clear, I didn't hire anybody or spend money to help me get to where I'm at 6 weeks later. I just went for a walk every morning and was more mindful of what I consumed. I'm not going to withhold my successes just because it may not agree with others.
Okay, so here's the thing. I see both sides of this issue, and like, not to be like, this is so unfair, but it really just depends on the person. Like, so like when Emily Ratajkowski did it, I'm like, oh my God, it's so out of touch. But when Morgan Stewart did it, I'm like, yes, queen, live your best fucking life. So like, that's just me being unfair. But I do feel like it's literally nobody's business. Like, and especially when we're in the business of like not body shaming people, although it's not like you can't body like you can't speak on someone's body. I'm sorry. Like whether you like it or not, right, or you think it's great, it's not your fucking business.
No, it's like, it applies to all categories. And so I agree with her, and she should not withhold her success just because someone may not agree with it.
And I'm so on her side.
Like, I mean, whatever you look like at 6 weeks postpartum, whatever you look like at any time, like, you should be proud of it.
I completely agree.
And you should not post it because what people are going to think. And that applies to whether you are quote unquote thin, mm-hmm, or not.
Yeah, no, and I'm totally on Morgan's side, but again, I have to be very transparent with our audience. Like, if this was someone else, like, I might have a different perspective, and so I can't really know. I'm very biased here. I just have to put that out here because I love Morgan Stewart. I want the best for Morgan Stewart. I think Morgan Stewart's amazing, and whatever her decision is, I agree with it, you know?
Okay,
but so I don't really have, like, an opinion on the philosophy here because I'm so biased. I really am.
Well, we appreciate your honesty.
I'm just being honest. Like, I can't get mad. Literally, Morgan Stewart cannot do one thing that would make me mad. Like, I literally live, breathe, and die for her.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I think on the philosophy here, I support whatever pictures anyone wants to post of themselves in any state of how they're feeling.
I agree with that philosophy arbitrarily.
Yeah, but if it were Emily,
I don't know.
Like, it's just be different.
Like, I don't know. Just like when Morgan Stewart does it, it's not annoying. Does that make sense to anyone else? Like, certain people are annoying and certain people aren't.
No, I hear what you're saying. Like, when it's your stands, like, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I'm blindly loyal. Like,
okay, but like, I feel okay. And maybe I'm seeing it like through the Morgan Stewart
lens. But I also
lens.
Don't think any woman should ever have to second guess about putting up a picture of her body. Like, regardless of if you just had a baby or if you're Emily Ratajkowski. Like, I do believe that. So.
Yeah, and I feel like I've been seeing on my Instagram, like, a lot of new moms who are just like snapping back, and it doesn't bother me. And I've also like, it just doesn't bother me in any way.
No, it doesn't bother me at all. I obviously like love to see someone struggling because that's going to be me. Like, no, not, that's not what I mean. I just meant like someone who's like very, who doesn't bounce back immediately and has more of like a quote unquote normal. Like, I thought what Rachel Parcell posted postpartum was like perfect. Like, she was really honest about all of her workouts and her belly, and like that to me, like that will be me. Like, I will not be Morgan Stewart. So I happen to relate more to the content of people who don't bounce back so fast. But that's just me.
But that doesn't mean that the other content like has
is no, less valuable.
Like, shouldn't be posted.
Allowed. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Are you ready for our fifth and final story? Wow, today's episode is very like young people heavy.
YPH?
Yes. Thank God. YPH episode.
I don't want to jinx it, but can we just acknowledge how good BRUCE is being?
He's so good.
I thought he was going to be Dennis the Menace running amok. Like,
Dennis the Menace. He's so good. I'm so proud of him. Like, he's just making mom look so good.
I know.
Bruno, if you're listening, I love you. Okay. Our fifth and final story is layered because one, there's a new Descendants movie coming out summer 2021.
Okay.
And Sophia Carson is saying it was incredibly difficult to film Descendants,
yes,
the Royal Wedding, without Cameron Boyce.
So this is the fourth one?
This is the fourth one. I had no idea there was even going to be a fourth one.
You said that the third one was the worst movie you ever saw, and that's coming from you, who has like a very high threshold for bad movies.
Hurtful, hurtful, hurtful.
Wait, why was that hurtful? I think that's a good thing.
But I did say that.
You did?
And I did say that.
You do have a high threshold. Like, you will watch a whole bad Hallmark movie, and, like, I literally won't.
That's true. I actually watched a whole bad movie last night. But it's like, a good movie that I found to be bad. I watched Elizabeth with Cate Blanchett, and it was just, like,
nuts. You're on, like, such an elevated content plate this, like, past few weeks. Mary, Queen of Scots, like, Queen Victoria. Elizabeth. Well, I'm literally watching, like, reading Colleen Hoover and watching cartoons because I'm an 11-year-old.
No, but, like, there's just phases and seasons of your life, you know? And 100%. I'm just in, like, this Tudor era. Can't get out.
Cannot get out of Tudor City.
But I've moved on to the Elizabethan era.
Oh, good. You're moving up in history.
Yeah, no. Except now I'm moving a little back with Mary, Queen of Scots. But the movie, like, was just, like, so bad and stunk. And
oh, sorry. We were talking about Descendants.
Elizabeth, the movie, was stunk, not good.
But you watched it.
I finished it because I just wanted, like, I started it. And then, you know what's crazy? So I started it 2 nights ago on Amazon. No problem. Last night I went to pick up where I left off. All of a sudden I have to rent it.
And did you rent it the first time?
No.
You bought it?
Overnight, it went from being Amazon Prime to Amazon Pay.
They do some of that shit sometimes, I swear to God, because with Twilight.
And look at me, so foolish paid.
Yeah, with Twilight, like, sometimes they're on Prime and sometimes they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And I've purchased them many times. Somehow they always disappear from my library. Suspect. They pull that shit. It's like an Amazon algorithm thing. Like, it's the same thing, like.
They, like, know you're watching something and now they're going to charge you for it. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, you're Amazon. That's, like, some Jen Shah telemarketing, like, business model.
By the way, her arraignment is today. The phone number for Zoom is going around.
Here it was at 11 a.m. Eastern time, which is when we film. Otherwise, like, maybe I would have tried to join.
Oh, yeah, it's 11:30. Wonder how it went. Should I see if there's, like, an update or anything?
Oh, yeah, see if there's a master post.
Okay. But back to The Descendants.
Sophia Carson is sharing the incredibly difficult experience of filming the upcoming Disney movie Descendants, The Royal Wedding, without her late co-star Cameron Boyce. As you can imagine, she said how incredibly difficult it was for us to do this without Cam. We just hope that when people watch this, they feel happy and they feel connected to the characters and, of course, to our Cam. Also, she had said in the past that she couldn't imagine, like, doing a movie without him. And so it kind of, like, feels weird.
It does feel
that
weird.
That they did a fourth movie when, like, it was a trilogy.
When you didn't have to. Like, I always think, like, a similar comparison is, like, Glee. When Cory Monteith passed away, like, it was a show they had to keep going, you know? But with the trilogy, like, you really did not have to make another movie.
No, and, like, the last movie, it was the, I never even thought, like,
it was a final.
It was final. Like, yeah. I don't want to spoil it, but, like, they brought everyone back from the aisle. Oops.
I don't want to spoil it, but I think I'm going to spoil it.
So, like, and I'm excited to get a royal wedding because I love Mal and Ben. Like, they are just everything. But I was, like, all set, especially when they, like, trashed the franchise with the third movie. Sorry.
Jen Shah update. People who were on the call, like, freaked out because she literally said one word when she had to plead not guilty. So the peeps are freaking out. But she did plead not guilty to money laundering and wire fraud charges.
Okay.
To both counts.
Now the courts will do their thing.
Yeah. They're calling it the Sharrangement. Sharrangement.
Wow, that's really good.
There's just so much that, like, Shah can be put into, like, a narrative. Like, because honestly, I was shocked when I heard this news.
Beyond.
Yeah.
Beyond.
So those are the Fast Five stories. Really quickly, we have to talk about Kardashians. But did you see that Teresa Giudice, Joe Giudice, and Teresa's new boyfriend and all the kids are together in the Bahamas?
Yes, and that's weird that you brought it up because I spent, like, a lot of time stalking the entire family last night.
So did I.
All of the girls.
Adriana is Bella Hadid, like,
totally. Gabriella doesn't have an Instagram, and, like, I was, like, so wanting to stalk her because
it's interesting.
They're all so stunning.
Yeah.
But they all look alike, except Gabriella looks like them, but a little different. So I was like.
No, like, Melania and Gia are Teresa, and Adriana and Gabriella are Joe. Like, they look like two sets of twins.
Yes, but Adriana also looks a lot like Teresa, whereas she also looks like Gabriella, but then Gabriella sometimes, like, doesn't look like Gia.
Yeah.
I guess that's, like, what people say about us.
I can't wait to see more of the relationship between, I think his name is Louis and Teresa. And I think it's, like, so nice that they're all, like, co-parenting, mingling. They can get together in another country, the Bahamas. So I hope they had the best time. I really do. Even though I literally, like, hate Teresa with the intensity of 10,000 suns, like, I really want the best for her, her family, Joe, her kids. Like, I really, and I mean that, like, sincerely. But just as, like, a character on the show, like, I despise her.
100%. I think that's, like, really fair and just compartmentalized.
Yeah.
And I think that they are having, like, the most amazing time on the trip. Like, the pictures are so sickening and, like,
I just know, like, Gia is, like, so happy, you know?
No, and I'm so happy for Gia. I feel like Melania is so happy and, like,
like, they're happy their mom is happy. They're happy that they're with their dad. We just need to get Joe, like, a nice Italian girlfriend.
Yeah. Also, like, I was just looking at their Instagrams and, like, it just seems like they have, like, really happy, full lives. Like, Melania's on Cameo if anybody wants, like, a birthday shout out.
I know you said that to me.
And so I just am, like, so happy for the Giudice family.
Me too.
But it is also weird that, like, Teresa's posting pictures of Joe Giudice when, like, last night Joe Gorga was, like, stopped.
When Joe Giudice was, like, kind of, like, the catalyst, and he wasn't even there, but, like, of conversation.
Yeah.
And the fight.
Yeah, and, like, they want to be rid of him, and they thought that they were, and now, like, they're all in the Bahamas, like, one big happy family.
I know, but he is the father of their children, and that's just, like, they're linked forever. So, like, it does put Teresa in a predicament, but she handles it very poorly.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, let's talk about Keeping Up with the Kardashians with really a terrible episode.
Okay, half good, half bad. The Poosh celibacy, like, eyes in the back of my head. I didn't even, I literally, like,
When Courtney hears the moaning and, like, goes, and he's rubbing her back, that was some of the worst acting I've ever seen. Like, literally, Hallmark could never, okay?
Hallmark would never. Don't even bring them into this and sully their good name. But, yeah, usually when I'm watching, like, I really try and watch, I was having full conversations, phone calls, like, during those parts. I was so interested and invested in the Spartan race. Like, I was watching with Zach, and I was like, really? Who do you think is going to win? I did have my money on the Kardashians because they trained so hard.
But when Kim dropped out, it was over.
I know, but, like, then I was like, okay, maybe Khloé could win because, like, she's strong and she trains hard, too. But then, like, when all of my pride hinged on Courtney, I'm, like, I said to myself, if Courtney beats Kendall, like, I would be so happy. Like, it will clear the slate.
Me too. And but of course she didn't. Yeah.
But it wasn't her fault because she's shorty. And you know what? We can relate. So I was like, it just, once again, Courtney's, like, rising in the ranks of my heart.
Yeah.
And I really want them to have a rematch, like, where Kylie and Kim participate because it's true. Like, the Jenners, they are these amazing athletes, but the Kardashians are beasts.
Like, it's literally like Ryan Lochte versus Michael Phelps, if you'll allow me to explain.
Yeah. No, I think I know what you're going
to
say.
Like, Michael Phelps was born to be a swimmer. Like, mm-hmm. he was naturally gifted. Like, he didn't even have to train, and he could have won gold medals.
No, and, like, I once watched this thing about him where it's, like, even the proportions of his arms, back, length, it's, like, very similar to that of a fish.
Unbeatable.
Yeah, no, but he's, like, meant to swim. Stop. Like a fish. I'm literally not kidding. No, and, like, that's
to
what
me,
I heard once.
To me, he's the Jenners. Like, it's in their blood, even if they don't train. Like, they have that athletic ability. Whereas, like, the Kardashians are Ryan Lochte. Like, they're not built, you know, to be athletes, but they work so fucking hard to get to the same level as the Michael Phelps, a.k.a. the Jenners.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I agree. When I think of Ryan Lochte, I'm not like, oh, he works so hard. Like,
oh, I do.
I really?
Yeah, like, that was, like, the whole thing. It was, like, Michael Phelps had it so easy, and then he was, like, smoking sativa, and he was, like, giving away his gift. Like, where, like, Ryan Lochte was, like, working so hard.
Giving away his gift. I kind of am, like,
I miss Ryan Lochte and, like, Michael Phelps. Like, those were the best days of our lives.
I know. I hear your comparison. I feel like there's a better one out there.
No, I think mine's pretty good.
Maybe it's, like, Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, though, but they were both incredibly gifted.
Yeah.
But just different backgrounds. That's not the same.
Yeah, that's not the same. But yes, there's, like, the natural gift versus, like, I'm going to work for
work this. Work for it. Yeah. So at least that's how I perceive the whole Michael Phelps, Ryan Lochte thing. But anyways, when Courtney didn't win, I'm like, okay, of course you didn't win. And when Kylie didn't show up, of course you didn't show up. And I like that they don't even pretend like she actually had a sinus infection. Like, they were just, like, laughing about it. Like, haha, Kylie doesn't show up anywhere.
That was, I chose to believe that she had a sinus infection, but if she really just didn't show up, I'm incredibly disappointed.
No, she definitely just didn't show up. They didn't even, like, they were like,
okay, what is... She was definitely just hungover.
No, what does, like, having a stuffy nose have to do with running?
Spartan race.
Yeah, like, it's obviously not ideal, but you do it.
Yeah.
Kim had, like, a whole doctor's note. I believed Kim.
Of course, she wanted to do it so badly. I really wish
she could. And I think she would have won.
You think?
Yeah.
But she's also short.
But she's a beast, like... They were all just being so delicate about it. Like, with the Spartan, like, you got to get dirty, you know?
Oh, I thought they did really good. Like, I was really impressed. Those
I was actually
stairs.
Surprised, though, that it was only 2.5 minutes. Like, yeah. Because that was a long-ass set of
stairs. The stairs would take me 2.5 minutes.
The stairs would take me an eternity.
It really made me, like, want to do one, like, with our family.
It didn't have the same effect on me.
Really?
No, like, not at all.
I know it was one of those, like, contrived storylines, but I was living for it.
Yeah, so, like, that's why last night's episode was frustrating, because usually, like, the main storyline is, like, something actually interesting.
What's actually happening.
And then there's one and maybe two subplots. But the main storyline was this contrived Spartan race, which was, like, so silly.
I genuinely was living for it, and I just really wish that a Kardashian had won. And, like,
me too.
It's just not fair.
No, it's just not fair. Like, the whole Scott and Courtney thing is also so silly, and maybe if she wasn't, like, head over heels in love with Travis Barker, I might have believed it for 2 fucking seconds. But I don't, and I just want to see that. If I don't get, like, a... And, no, if I don't get a like moment, like acknowledgement of Travis on the end of the season or the new Hulu show, like I love them so much. Like I've been obsessing. I've started following Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, and she's like obsessed with Courtney and Travis. And, like she's gotten me obsessed with Courtney and Travis to the point where like I stand so hard and I know like all about the intricacies of like the daughter and like Alabama, the whole thing. Like I'm obsessed, and I just need some of that because like this whole fake storyline, like Scott Disick, it's just not working.
No, it's not working. I am not a squirt shipper. Like I'm liking Courtney more and more, and I'm enjoying that experience, and I love Scott. I'm in no way want to see them together.
Yeah, no, not at all. And like the whole Swedish flag thing was so stupid. Like,
so stupid. And by the way, I ship Scott and Sophia, and that is where I rest my ship.
I skip ship Scott and someone age appropriate, and well, I'll take who I can get.
No, I agree, but like for me, it's Sophia. You know, because he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to be with someone age appropriate, so he has to still be interested. Right. And like now, Sophia is like older, and they had years under their belt. And I just felt like she was such a great addition to the family.
I thought she was a great addition to the family too. Like her friendship with Kylie was great, but unfortunately, that didn't work out.
And now it's like all the sisters like shipping Scott and Courtney, and it's like, what where about were you, Sophia?
And where were you like 10 years ago?
No, it's like Kendall, aren't you friends with Sophia? This is gonna break her heart.
Is she friends with Sophia? Kylie is. They're, actually, no, they all
same
are.
Same age, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a totally, like, fine, boring episode. Next week is when they talk about, like, Courtney's new friend, Addison Rae, who sleeps in her bed.
I'm so excited. I forgot about that.
I'm so excited. Like, Addison on Keeping Up, like, can't even.
I'm so excited.
Me too. It's going to be good, you guys. Make sure to tune in next Thursday, 9, 8 Central. Anything else before
actually, I'm at 8.
Even better.
Which is so nice. And then I could watch Elizabeth. It was a waste of time, but I could watch a movie.
Is there anything else you want to say to the people before we let them go and they see us on Monday and we can eat our donuts?
No, I just want to say, I do want to say a few words. This week episodes were so good.
Oh my God. Like, yes,
I
confidence.
Was literally like laughing. Like I just feel like it was such a great week of episodes. And
it's because we were like back in the studio.
We
back
just had
together.
So much to give. And so like we're rounding out just a great week of toast. Mm-hmm. So if you like are trying to make someone in your life a toaster, like this is definitely a great week to send them. Also, like with the Jen Shah of it all, like there's just so much to discuss.
Breaking news, yeah.
Breaking news. I just want to give a shout out to Bruce because
he was
made
so good.
Mommy looks so good, and I'm just so proud of him. He's really being like I spoke too soon. No,
okay, Bruce. Here.
We get it. You're big and strong. We get it. We get it.
Bruno, come here.
Come here, Bruce. You want your tag?
Well, I want to say a happy Zisen Pesach and a Chag Sameach to all of our Jewish toasters, and a Good Friday and a happy Easter to all of our celebrating toasters, and to those with no holidays to celebrate this weekend, go out and get drunk with your friends. Have an amazing day, amazing weekend. Don't forget to get down on Friday.
Don't forget to acknowledge the space that you're in.
Yes.
We have a whole weekend ahead of us. Acknowledge that and listen to your body. Cultivate your vibe.
So important. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. If you want your beautiful, stunning, and smart merch, head over to shopmorningtoast.com.
Oh, I just want to give like a little programming update. Yeah. Speaking of merch, beautiful, stunning, and smart, redheads.
I always think like when we say things after the thank you so much for listening, like no one listens because people turn off the show. Like,
I agree, but now like the more we talk, they'll be like, oh, there's more.
Time. Yeah. So let's just like give it a second, like let's be as wordy as we can.
Okay, so I totally agree.
Because I'm like, there's literally no point in saying something after the wrap up because people don't listen to the wrap up, they just turn it off.
No, but I think like if you're listening in your car, you just like let it play out until it goes to like whatever you're gonna listen to next.
I'm actually curious to the podcasters of the world, like, do you turn it off? Like, if we say something after the wrap-up, like, is it totally useless?
Is it totally lost? But this is what I'm going to say. And
brew, brew, brew,
brew, brew, brew, brew, brew. Okay, so Redhead's Drama.
Yes. Keep us abreast.
The book that Snitch chose, like, literally doesn't exist anywhere. You can't get it on the Kindle. You can't get it on Amazon. It's only available on, like, Google Books, Apple Books. So we chose a new book. We are reading Twice in a Blue Moon by Christina Lauren. And I had to, like, add it to the end of the episode of the Redhead. So it's, like, the episode ended. No one's listening to the add-on.
Yeah.
So if you are a redhead and you're listening, and it's a Snitch's Choice, which, by the way, I did these polls on my Instagram last night. Like,
oh, yeah.
What has been your
favorite? I voted, but I hadn't read a lot of the books.
What did you vote for?
like the ones that I had actually read, Nothing to See Here, which I loved.
Yeah.
And there was maybe like one Colleen Hoover.
Layla.
But you haven't read that. No. Yeah. So I really couldn't participate.
Oh, okay. So it was just really interesting to see what people's favorites are. And I think by far and away, the number one is Before We Were Strangers, which was A Snitch's Choice.
Renee Carlino?
No. Yes, yes. So everybody loves A Snitch's Choice, truly. And that
there's
really...
there's nothing like a YA book that makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
And so, like, I know it's always a good time to become a redhead, and I don't want to, like, prioritize one time over another, but A Snitch's Choice is
it's
really...
It's accessible.
It's an accessible entree into the redhead. So Twice in a Blue Moon by Christina Lauren. Pick it up. Read it. Join us.
That sounds like a cute book. Maybe I'll read it, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the end of the show now. Bye.
Bye.